Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago for my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. If you can't tell by the surrounding noise, it is raining out, and honestly, the windshield wiper is not working. So I'm pulling over into this gas station for the sole purpose of fixing my windshield wiper. So I don't know, I can fucking see while I'm driving. That's a great episode of Driving with Randy in the making. Blind driving with Road Rage Randy. Maybe we'll go to a parking lot, set up a little obstacle course, and different types of driving. We can do drunk driving. We can do, no, fuck no. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, you should not drive. You should be focused on the road. You should be focused on the road. Please do not drive high. Do not drive drunk. That's my public service announcement for the day. All right, there seems to be a spot under the gas station here that we can fix our windshield wiper, and then I'll be right back, guys. We have a very important conversation to be had today. I mean, it's not like real important, but you know. Be right back. I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I don't even remember what I went over in the first minute and a half of this podcast, even though I recorded it about a solid minute and a half ago. But we are on the road right now. We are just going for a little bit of a adventure. I'm going to get some food, perhaps, and just enjoy myself. That's what life's all a fucking about. So we are 2 weeks away. Well, we are like 7 days, 8 days. We are 8 days away from my next race. And, you know, I'm on the my body feels like shit because I am tapering off. I'm down to like a solid 19 miles this week. That is a significant drop. So I'm like on hardcore recovery mode. We just ignore all the pains and all the aches because we know come race day we're going to be prepared. We're learning. This is a learning process. If you've listened to the podcast, you'll know over the last two races I've bitched about feeling fucking awful. We're not doing that this time, all right? We feel awful. We're embracing the awful, but we know it's there for a fucking reason. We feel awful because the body is recovering. And if we run injured, we run fucking injured. Who gives a fuck? Oh, shit. Red light. But today, we wanted to talk about consistency. And now, I know what you're thinking. Road Rage Randy, I believe you went 2 weeks without a podcast. You've missed three podcasts in the last month or two. That is not consistent, Road Rage Randy. And I know, but if you look at it, we have been consistently grinding for the last 4 years. This is episode like 273 or something. I think consistency is very, very important. And the reason that this came in mind, one of my friends uploaded a video yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. So in the cup stacking world, one of the events is called the cycle, and the first 4 second cycle was set 10 years ago yesterday. So the guy that got it, one of my good friends, one of my roommates at all of our tournaments, he uploaded a video, a little 6 minute speech, and basically what it came down to was if you are consistent and you want something and you put your mind to it and you put in the time, you will get good at it. And I think it's important when it comes to running, show up every fucking day. When it comes to cycling, show up every day. Going for walks, some kind of a routine. Consistency is important. Very, very important. As someone who is into, God, skill toys and hobbies. God, I had so many hobbies growing up. So many skill toys. I made a podcast all about juggling. I can confirm, when it comes to cup stacking, when it comes to something like a kendama, a Japanese skill toy, when it comes to something like one of my friends, Connor, shout out Samurai, and he came to me today and he said, Randy, check what I got. And he showed me this pen and he goes, yeah, I've been learning the pen spin. I said, oh no, this guy is gonna get me hooked again. So, what the fuck? I just did not part lanes. Back in my high school days, one of my regrets maybe, I don't know. I didn't pay attention in class, all right? We can rant about school another day, but I feel the way of current formal education is just bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. So what I did was I put my time and effort into pen spinning. Pen spinning was a major hobby of mine during class. You could hear me dropping the pen like 90 times a minute, and I got yelled at pretty frequently for being rude and disruptive because I was dropping the pen and it was annoying as fuck. I looking back on that, true, but I also, oh no. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys heard that over the podcast, we're going to play a game. What kind of a siren was that? Was it A, police siren, B, a fire truck, C, an ambulance, or D, some douchebag that just has a siren on his car? I'll give you like 2 seconds to think about it, maybe if you want to rewind. And all right, it was an ambulance. Congratulations to those of you that got that correct. Where the fuck is the ambulance? It's causing quite the disruption. There's a lot of traffic things going on. Anyways, pen spinning. So my friend said, Randy, I started to learn pen spinning. I'm like, oh no, he didn't know that I pen spinned. So he gets me down this rabbit hole. I'm showing him a whole bunch of tricks. I'm like you would think something as simple as pen spinning wouldn't be this deep. Holy fuck, are you wrong? This skill of pen spinning is deep. Like, it's not just about, there's names to all the tricks. There's citation as far as how you hold the pen. So for example, your index finger would be slot 1. Your middle finger would be slot 2. Slot 3 is your ring finger. 4 is your pinky. And then I believe 0 is in between your thumb and your index. It's been a little bit. But let's say you want to do something 3, 4. Actually, your thumb is 1. Index is 2. We are relearning as we podcast. So your index is 2. Like you're counting. 1, 2, middle finger 3, ring 4, pinky 5. Because if you want to do something, let's say you write a citation that's 3, 4 to 1, 2, that means the pen is going from, you're holding it in your middle finger and ring finger, and you're moving it to your index and middle finger. 3, 4, 1, 2 to 3, 4. No, that just doesn't make sense. God, I need to relearn the notation. But anyways, there's notation like that. So I was showing them all these different tricks. I'm like, God, there's power moves. There's fundamentals. And something that this relates to consistency in the sense that if you want to fucking get good at something obscure like pen spinning, all it takes is showing up and actually practicing. So I used to sit there in school and stretch my fingers, do all these different stretches, because basically what you wanted was you wanted independent strength in each finger. So when it comes to something like, let's say, yoga, a lot of it comes down to your you're forcing strength in your body to use every single tendon. So like my barefoot shoes, they use all the muscles in my feet. So the man, this just, the body is so interesting. So I sat there and I would stretch my fingers just to gain strength so that I can move my pinky individually and it doesn't affect my ring finger at all. Like I can sit there, I can touch my palm and nothing else moves. And you needed that kind of, what's that called? That's not ambidexterity, is it dexterity? Something like that. You need that in order to perform a lot of the tricks. Now, when my friend came to me and said, I'm learning penswing, I said, you know what? As much as I don't wanna like get invested in learning, I actually think I am going to learn with him, but because I already have such a good grasp, I know power tricks, I know all these combos, what I am going to do is, the one thing I never learned when I was on my grind in the pen spinning world was the reverses. So there's something called a charge. That's just where you spin the pen basically clockwise between two fingers. And it just creates a circle. And that is like a momentum builder, basically. So that, combined with a bunch of different passes between fingers, is how you form tricks. Now, the one thing I never did was learn a reverse charge. So it goes counterclockwise, which means I also didn't know the reverses to a lot of tricks. The one reverse that I do know would be, it's just in a round. So it goes around each finger. So there's a trick called a back fall, and it's a back around each finger with a pass. I know this makes absolutely zero fucking sense to you, but I said, guys, I'm gonna make a podcast on pen spinning today. And here we are. We're making a podcast on pen spinning, but we have broadened our range from pen spinning to just open consistency. It's about showing the fuck up. And if you're passionate about it, I feel like it just falls into place. Like, I feel out of place when I'm not running. I wake up and I do some kind of exercise and I feel out of place. When I was really big learning cup stacking, I felt out of place. It's raining out. We almost just hit a puddle and went hydroplaning across the fucking road. We're killing it today. When it comes to podcasting, I missed a couple. And it's going to happen. Podcasting, cup stacking, juggling. I mean, the average person probably can't even juggle three objects. I can juggle seven fucking balls. Like, it take a lot of time and patience, a lot of hand-eye coordination. But pen spinning, holy fuck. I went down this rabbit hole with Connor this morning. We were watching these videos of this guy's name is Vic Got Game. Vic's most certainly got game. Holy moly. The guy is just fucking insane. So I am going to put a little bit of time, you know, when I'm sitting at the computer, just talking to people, I'm going to be productive. I'm going to learn the reverses and, you know, maybe, I don't know how long it takes. Like, realistically, yeah, I had spent a good portion of my time learning these tricks. I can't remember how long it took, though. So, realistically speaking, if my fingers still work the way that they used to and my mind works the same way that I used to, I could probably learn most of the reverses, because there becomes this learning curve. Now, there's this game I play, and I know I've made the intro for the surf podcast, and then I just never finished the surf podcast. Well, I hit top 100 today on surf, so I am a top 100 surfer, big flex right there. What I have found through a lot of hobbies, I would say podcasting as well. Like, if you were around from the first couple episodes, the learning curve to learning things is very, very steep. So when it comes to surf, you watch someone who has 10 hours versus me that has like 5,000 hours. There is a crazy learning curve. So when you're learning something, I think the hardest thing, and the thing that drives me personally, the reason I always had these bizarre ass hobbies was I loved the learning curve. The problem that I faced, I guess, was the skill ceiling. When that got too high, that's when I quit. So like, I am consistently good at being above average at a lot of things. I'm technically a world-class cup stacker. Technically speaking, I am world-class. But when it comes to the elite, I am well below them. So when it comes to surfing, again, I would probably say I'm like a world-class surfer. But the difference between me, top 100, and someone who, say, top 25 is astronomical. So when it comes to pen spinning, to the average Joe, I probably look world class. But to me, the people I look up to, I fucking suck. Running, I probably, my endurance is probably like well above. And the way you get there is by fucking showing up, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's basically the key to this podcast is show the fuck up. When you set your mind to something, get the fuck after it. I've got my mind set on some macaroni right now. I was craving macaroni and I've been doing so damn well, eating well. I'm gonna have some fucking macaroni, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, motherfucker. That car was so close to hitting me, but I had a green light. He should have been stopping. Anyways, I just feel like hobbies and learning things have taught me so much about how you get to places that you want to be. And getting on that grind, I think being on that grind is important. I woke up today, I was ranked 105 on surf. I said, you know what? We're going to show up today. We're going to get that top 100. And boom, there we are. I have zero desire to like grind for anything higher than that right now, but that's kind of where we're at. The focus has been set to spinning pens. We are going to sit there and try and learn, maybe put in 10, 15 minutes a day until I learn the reverses. And my world-class pen spinning skills are about to fucking be astronomical. And I'm going to be putting together like what would probably be like 10 years ago considered world-class combos. Whereas, you know, in today, everything, just the skill ceiling is so fucking high on everything that I do. It's just crazy. I used to play this Japanese skill toy called a kendama. It's a little ball and cup kind of a thing. And God, I used to be so good. And now it'd be like, I show off my skills and be like, yeah, you know the fundamentals. That's pretty sick, Randy. I just can't see. This car is just, there's an RV and it's like just, bro, you're gonna hit someone. What in the fuck? We almost witnessed a car crash. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'll stop wasting your guys' time. I feel like we've gone on for 20 minutes or so. That's about the podcast length. Next week, oh boy, we are getting prepared for the race. So I know I say I'm not going to bitch about feeling like shit, but we're probably going to end up bitching feeling like shit on next week's episode of the podcast. So make sure that you guys look forward to that. I also have plans to watch a movie this weekend. I will probably do a full review of that movie because it's, I've seen it once, but I want to watch it again. And I don't think I did a review on it yet. Not big into movies, but you know what? This weekend, we're going to watch a movie. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys very much for tuning into the podcast. Probably not the best content in the world, but you know what? We're going to be confident with it. We're releasing this podcast because maybe you didn't learn, maybe you didn't know anything about pen spinning. Maybe you needed a little motivation. You know what? Maybe you're like, yeah, you know what? I was going to read that book and I haven't been reading that book, but you got to consistently show up to finish that damn book. So, it's kind of where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you guys back next week. Support the podcast. Venmo, PayPal link is in the description below. By the time I get home with this mac and cheese, I'm sure the person that was rank 100 has seen that I am now rank 100 and like, fuck, I can't let Randy, the guy that sits and talks in public servers all fucking day, take my rank. So we're probably going to be rank 101 when we get home. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you back next week. If I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace.